Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. As the fire of God is here, as the fire of God is here, let's go boldly to his throne and welcome his grace and his mercy. Welcome his supernatural health. Welcome his supernatural wealth. The fire of God is here. And when the fire of God comes, it comes to actually take out mocks and do a complete deletion of polluted things that's not supposed to be in our lives or in our generation or in our family. And as you know, here we believe the family and your generation, to me, they're two separate. We believe that our family is what comes from our parents, but the generation is what comes from out of your loins. So tonight we come, Father, and as we close our eyes, Father, we just, as a matter of fact, I move myself now behind the cross, Almighty God. I move myself back. I completely move back. And I let you, Father God, come in position where you can use my body to speak to your people. You will be able to use this clay because this body means nothing. You are looking for a structure that you can present yourself through. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come tonight. And I plead the blood over myself completely. I walk in wholeness. I walk in cleansingness. I walk in your sacrifice. As like your sacrificial lamb, I lay myself on the altar tonight that you can come forth out of my body and you can, by the Spirit, minister over the earwaves tonight. Father, I bow before you right now. And I lift my hand in surrender to you, Lord Jesus. And I invite the Holy Spirit of the living God. I invite your Spirit, Almighty God, to come now and to be in our presence. And that we speak nothing, Lord God, if you do not want us to say it. And only what you want us to say, Lord God Almighty, will come out of our moi bakala. Sidi kushia tarabongo. And if we speak in the Spirit, and if we have no interpretation, Almighty God, we are actually building up our spirit man, Lord God. So tonight I come based on your information, based on your leadership, that we come to you tonight, God. Forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That way we can come boldly to your throne and we can ask mercy. And not only ask it, but we seek it and we declare it. That mercy belongs to us this night. Father, I hide myself behind the cross this night, and I let you come forth now and be glorified. Let your presence be known. Let your presence be felt. Let you, even if that you want them to see you, Lord, do an expression of yourself that they may be a Father, let the supernatural come forth this day. You said we will do greater works. And I believe in your greater works this day. In the name of Jesus, I break and I bind every satanic spirit. Whoever was going through satanic spirit, put your hand up right now and release and receive the fire of God upon you tonight, in your home, in your place of business, even in the dog if they're not operating right, even in the cat if they're not operating right, whatever kind of animal. Don't you know animals can have spirits sometimes? In the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every onslaught of the enemy and we command it to flee, and we plead the blood of Jesus now. Amen and amen. Every serpent type spirit, every spirit that hisses, that when it open its mouth, it does not have a teeth, it's like numb, it's like gum, and it will not be able to do anything like arm. I was gonna say bite, but I think, I don't know if the snakes sting or I don't know what they do, but it's conflicting. So whatever the snake does, and maybe I'm not seeing what the snake is doing right, because I remember one time my husband said to me, "Oh, dry snake don't bite." Well, what they do, they sting. Whatever they do, it is coming with a venom, and we are breaking and binding every snake type light spirit. You know what? You know what? Okay, thank you, Father. That's good. I was ministering to someone this weekend in regards to a python spirit. So tonight we blood up that spirit. And what are you saying? It is just a spirit of confusion. Oh, okay. So sometime we're going through some stuff, and because we hear something, we might want to label it and characterize it differently. Oh, okay. So sometime we have to, all right. So sometime we have to come back to you, Holy Spirit, and we have to ask you what's going on here. I see. And then you will give the information to let us know what's going on. Okay. So it's like not everything that glitters is gold. Okay. So you're the one who's going to give the information. Okay. So what is the information? All right. Oh, so in one person, it's a combination. Oh, wow. All right. If you're online, I want you to write this down. Here's the answer. The one that we think that have that python spirit, it's a combination of spirits. So it's a combination of spirits. So that spirit comes in and it's trying to confuse you to make you think that's only one, but it's two. So you're dealing with two spirit. You're dealing with the spirit of it's in a disguise. That's the Leviathan disguise. And then the python is a restrictor. And the other person does not have a python or a Leviathan spirit. It has a spirit, and it's not, oh, it's a religious spirit. So what the religious spirit does, it comes and it confuses. So you have to deal with the other person with a religious spirit, and you have to break and you have to bind that religious spirit, and you got to drive it out of the house in the name of Jesus. So the first one that you think that only has one spirit, they have both spirit. The next person have a religious spirit, and that have to be dealt with. It have to be driven out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Now we have something here that we're dealing with. When it comes on to finances, we have people on the line that have a lot of problem with finances right now. As for me, they don't really know, like for myself, they don't know how to really use, use finances. They don't know how to, they budget, but they don't stick by their budget. They use their funds and it's not really used like wisely with wisdom. It would be nice if Sonia would write that book on wisdom that a lot of people, and that book will be sold. Sonia Monique have a book on I forgot what someone put it up there. I think it's unfair, but she need to write the one on wisdom because a lot of people right now needs wisdom. So I don't really want to get off, but she needs to write the one on wisdom. You should go on Amazon and look on the Sonia Thomas. She have a book on fear, and it would be good for you to go and get that book. It has helped a lot of people. I'm not here to promote books, but I'm telling you this book helped a lot of people. And the one on wisdom, she should go out and write that one because she's a woman of wisdom. She would take a penny or a dime and make it to be $100. These are just spiritual gifts, right? Okay, so I don't want to come off source. I want to get back. So the way I'm seeing this right now in the spirit, it's dealing with finances. The enemy comes in and the enemy trying to take your finances down. Yeah. So no matter what kind of money you have in your pocket or in your wallet or in your pocketbook or wherever you have your money, it comes in and it's like hole in a basket. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like the money, like a grain, like a coin, and you put the coin in. Say you put it in the butcher, you put it in and it's in the canister or in a basket. But because the enemy wants to come in and want to crush your finances every time, your car might go to whack, your house things might break down, your shoes even might broke up. It's a spirit of poverty, and he wants you to be blindsided. So put on a piece of paper. We're gonna break that. We're gonna break the spirit of poverty tonight. We're gonna break the spirit of poverty tonight. We're gonna break the spirit of poverty tonight. Then you have a person like myself, which actually fell and hurt my knee. So I see a lot of sickness like blood pressure. If the person that's not online tonight, they have high blood pressure. Tomorrow, when my husband put this up online or Tuesday, go and listen to it. Go and listen to it under theholytabernacle.com. It will be up there, theholytabernacle.com. That tape will be there. You'll be able to listen to it. Okay. Finances, the enemy try to come in, and it's like a man, when I look at it, I'm looking at this snake, right? And in the snake have a belly. And in that belly, there's containers, a lot of containers with funds. So now tonight he have to spit it out. He'd have to be like a Jonah. When Jonah did not want to do what God told him to do, the whale took Jonah in. So tonight that spirit is taking in the finances, and he's gonna have to spit it out. I'm looking at it, and the snake is black with a lot of streaks. That's a demon from the pit of hell. It's the spirit of poverty. It's like in a coal. It's wallowing in coal. It's like dirty. And then in the belly of that snake come this lump, and that lump is where your finances itched up, right in the belly. So I'm telling it now to come out. Spit it out. Spit it out in the name of Jesus. That cannot stay in. It gotta come out. Spit it out. There it goes. Come out. Come out. And oh yes, come out in the name of Jesus. Shun, yes, come out. Financial miracles right now. Release over the airways right now. Put your hand up and release it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Now. Yes, there it goes. In Jesus' mighty name, you're going to see changes effective immediately. Effective immediately. Supernatural finances. Supernatural release. He called Abba. Supernatural generation curse broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it from the east. Receive it from the west. Receive it from the north. Generational curse. Dismantle. Dismantle in Jesus' mighty name. Every lying demonic source of the enemy that want to come in and lie and to distort, it is broken. The fire of God is upon it right now in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus sustain. The blood of Jesus come in, and I call for war in the name of Jesus. Break and I bind it in Jesus' mighty name. The word of God in Matthew 11 verse 12 say, I was talking about it yesterday and today. My God, my God. And from the days of John the Baptist, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence. I was just talking about it with someone yesterday, but the violent take it by sword. And we went and we see all of these different words into what violent mean. Let me go to my phone because I think I made a copy of it because I was talking about it yesterday. And today I was like, ooh, thinking about it. Bom bo ko la ba bo rama. Sere shikara. Oh malamando shikita. My God, my God, my God. One of them is like, it was talking about force. I don't even have if I have them all here, but I kind of it talk about, this is the word violent. Okay. Yeah. It says powerful. It was intense. You could go look it up yourself. It's intense. It is forceful. Oh my God, it's brutal. Oh my God. My God, my God. Vicious. Have you ever seen a vicious dog? Have you ever seen a dog that is vicious? It coming after you in a terror, like it's coming to kill. That's how we have to get violent. Extreme powerful and forceful and powerful and get wild. We can't sit back and be timid. We got to get up and say, no, enemy, no, you will not come in and you will not take my house down. No, you will not do this to my family. No, my generation is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in my house. No, you will not do this. No, glory to God. No. I was going to put my phone down, and the Spirit of God said, no. Raging. If I'm coming in your house and I'm coming in there raging like a raging bull, I'm coming in there with a force. I'm not going to come in there slow. I'm going to come in there with a force. And they say, wild. But what did the enemy use? The enemy used the wiles of the devil. And we're going to get wild on him. We're going to get fearful, fearful. We're going to get vicious. We're going to get like a savage wolf on him. Let's get back to this because there's a lot of things coming and I don't want to miss anything. There are a lot of things. I'm seeing a whole lot of things and I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss nothing. So we talk about on that. And we talk about health. What about wealth? What about wealth? Deuteronomy 8:18. Have you ever would put up on your Sonia? Deuteronomy 8:18. What does Deuteronomy 8:18 says, Lord God Almighty? Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Praise in the east, praise in the west, praise in the north, and praise in the south. We remember, Lord God. We remember where our wealth come from. We remember how it happened today. We remember how the snake have to cough it up. We remember, Lord Jesus Christ, we remember. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Why do we get this wealth? We didn't get the wealth for ourselves. We get the wealth that the Father will use the wealth out of our hands to establish his kingdom on the earth. Labokitele Baba, find yourself a place where it's preaching the word and help that ministry find it. He says, that's what it's done here. I am giving you the word. I'm speaking to you based on the word of God. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he is the one that giveth thee power to get wealth. Why do you get wealth? It's to establish his kingdom on the earth. Establish his kingdom on the earth. Hi. Woy. Melema kushema malemate. No trouble me, no trouble me, no trouble me. Let me talk to my father. Let me communicate with him because he's the one who's gonna give me information to minister. He's the one who's gonna give me information to release. He's the one, not man, but God himself. First Corinthians, First Chronicle 29, First Chronicles 29, 16. I know, hallelujah. My God. First Chronicles 29, 11-16. Thine, O Lord, is great. And the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. The earth is yours, Almighty God. The kingdom is yours, Almighty God. And you will be exalted above all. Both riches and honor come from you. Snake. Snake. You gotta cough it up. And you already did. All we have to do is to walk in your greatness, oh Father. It's to walk in your power and to walk in your might. And to remember where everything's come from. And all things come through you and from you. There is no greater power, no greater anointing, no greater joy, but to be living in you. When the blood of Jesus show up, every demon in hell have to tremble. They have to bow. They cannot stand. Let me tell you what I saw. In the spectrum of this, Sonny, you didn't put the Deuteronomy, you didn't put First Chronicles, you didn't put First Chronicles 29, 29, 11 to 16. First Chronicles 29, 11 to 16. In the spectrum of things, when I look and when I see, I saw the fire of God. I saw the fire of God. And the fire of God, when it comes, as we said before, it comes to take out and to diminish all mock. If you actually think about this, the enemy has no power over us. None whatsoever. And tonight we declare heaven on earth. Tonight we declare the sword of the Spirit. Yes. And I take that sword now from you, Holy Father. And I want you guys to put your hands in heaven, and I want you to take your sword and I want you to put it to your side. That was the right hand, and I want you to put the left hand up and to bring your hand down and to put it across your belly. And I want you to take that sword and put it over your left hand, over your belly. And I am going to pray. Fire of the living God, come now. Take out every single thing out of your bellies. Fill it up now, Lord God, with the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, the word of God. We are going to personalize it now. And we're going to call out our name. We're going to say, we, with your name, I'm going to say, we. So I'm going to say, I, Ruth Elizabeth Carr, place the sword of the Spirit over my left hand. On top of my stomach. And a sign at a point of contact. And I believe right now, as I move my hands up out of my throat, all the way back down into my belly, down to the bottom of my foot, I believe that the fire of God is gonna come now. Come all the way back up into my head. Come over to my heart. And right now, as I lift up my hands, I believe that fire just did something to my whole entire being. If you have a back problem, put it over your back. Like I have a knee problem, putting it on my knee. Put it on my side. Wherever you are having any kind of discomfort, put it there and trust and believe in the fire of God to come in and to change that situation now in the mighty name of Jesus. River of God. River of God. River of God. Come now and wash us clean. Come now and wash us clean. Let this day be a new day. Let it be a day of arising. Let it be a day where the sun come and stand still like it's in our backyard on our deck. If you do not have a deck, believe God for a home with a deck, or believe God for whatever that you need in your home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, see the sunshine comes in, resting upon your counters, in your bathroom, in your living room, in your kitchen, wherever there are counters. Walk around when I get off the phone. Anoint it with oil and command every demonic force to come out of your house. I am not talking about the walls. I say your counter. Your counter, not your walls. The specific instruction that I received from the Holy Spirit, it said your counters. So that means if you have a house and you have a kitchen, there got to be a counter. Put it like this: if you don't have a counter in your kitchen, whatever you have in there that put your food and your stuff at, lay your hands on it. But it say your counter. If you have a counter, anything with a counter, if you have a counter in your bedroom, in your living room, not walls, but a counter. Oh, really, Lord? It is time for wood to be anointed. It is time for the woods in your house to be cleansed. It didn't say a wall, it says a counter. So what are you saying, Holy Spirit? Anything that have wood in it, touch it. I didn't hear anything about the four corners. Maybe it might say that later, but it says a counter. Also, if you're having confusion in your house, it takes two to tangle. If you're in the house by yourself and you're confusing yourself, stop it. If you have a husband in the house, confusing, stop it. I'm not, God goes for me too. Everybody online. From this day walk forward, let us walk in peace and harmony. It goes to every single person online. And whoever listening to the recording, let's just walk in love. Love forgives. Love does not behave itself unseemingly. I mean, love actually does not bring up anything that anything, but just keep moving. Read 1 Corinthians 13, where it says charity, it means love. Don't want to tell you something. This is the night of the supernatural. If you are believing God for something and you never receive it, praise him tonight. Is a night, trust me, of the supernatural flow of the Spirit. I am not playing. This is going to be a night of fire. You're going to call me back with some testimonies. I'm not going to be here tomorrow because I have an appointment. You call me on Tuesday, but they're going to be testimonies. Saturday and Friday, I have a funeral. So I'm not. Pray for me this weekend because I had to. This Saturday, I was asked to. And guess what? The Holy Spirit told me, and I didn't really say anything. I was asked to do the committal at the gravesite. So keep me in prayers that when I go and when I open my mouth, the anointing of God just come through me, and that people, while I'm there talking, my husband will be actually have to help Because I'm trusting God. I'm believing and trusting God for every single thing to go there and to be able to stand or to be able to sit and to really commit this person to the ground. Amen. So just lift me up in prayer and just trust God that I will go forth and minister under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. God is powerful. When you speak the word of God, it comes out and it's so intense when it comes. And it's going to change situation. The atmosphere is going to change. The fire of God is going to come down in the house. And you just come online, and I was going to talk about something, and there you are online. And I don't even know the name. But you have this those red balloons behind you back there. God is about to shake up those balloons in that house. And the whole entire atmosphere in your home is going to change for the greatest power of God is going to hit it from the roof. Do you hear me? God is going to, was it your birthday previously?
Yes, ma'am.
God is about to do a shake up in your life.
Amen.
You are going to feel and see the explosive of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You are going to testify for all the things that you've been through and gone through and been going through. The Spirit of God is saying, this is your time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is your day of recognition. He's
Hallelujah.
saying that he's going to move you and take you into the unknown places that you won't even. People are going to ask you.
Hallelujah.
Do you still work?
Yes, ma'am.
You believe in God for a position on your job, for increase?
Yes.
The Lord God Almighty is saying this night, increase is already there.
Yes, God. Yes,
But
God.
it's like the people when they were going to get promotion in the spirit or promotion in the Bible, like David, okay? Like that guy. What's his name? Daniel.
Thank you,
You
Jesus.
are a Daniel. That is your, that's oh, Shokore Baba. You are a Daniel.
Thank
You on
you.
your knees and you're praying to God. And God is letting you know tonight, my love, Antoinette, from the day, oh, glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, God.
From the day that you went down on your knees and you prayed, he said, I heard your prayers.
Yes, God.
But the king of Persia tried to stop it.
Yes,
But
God.
I'm here to tell you tonight, Antoinette, that your days of confusion is over, saith the Lord God of.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes.
Every serpent in your bathroom got to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, yes.
Every spirit of witchcraft got to move in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, yes, God.
They said, they call it, what they call it?
Yes, God.
Roots. They call it roots. That's what they call it in
Yes,
this
God.
part of the world. They call, where in America from you from? Where are you from? Where are you located? Where are you from your generation? Where are you? Where were you born?
Flint, Michigan.
Huh?
Flint, Michigan.
Where? I can't hear you.
In Flint, Michigan.
Michigan. So they believe in a lot of spiritual witchcraft over there, right? A lot of satanic gods and witchcraft and water gods and all kind of gods and going and praying and lifting up all kind of bottles and walking around and doing ritual. Well, I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it
Hallelujah.
from the generation. I come against that foul spirit
Hallelujah.
of witchcraft and I say,
Hallelujah.
God!
Hallelujah.
Put your
Thank
hand
you.
over your belly now. Put your hand over your belly now. Deliver.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Baba,
Yes.
Baba. Freedom in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
How many times you been married?
Once.
And the person hurts you like crazy, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And he hurts you like crazy. I am a so to the Baba Rabba. Well, I come against every hurt. I drive back every hurt. And I want you to focus your attention on Jesus. I want you to focus your attention on Jesus. And yes, hey, if you're looking for love, love is out there. But I don't want you to go out there and somebody find you and then you do that, you go back to the same thing. Let me tell you, there is this one person that's in love with you, but because of that, you back him off. Isn't that right?
I did.
Let me tell you, no, that was the love of your life, okay? I don't know if he'll come back,
He did. He did.
I don't know. I don't know about your business. The
Amen.
Holy Spirit is letting me minister to you on a level that needs to be ministered to. I don't have anything in my ears. I don't never talk to you about anything. Look, the Spirit of God is real. And you just got to clean yourself. And to be open, if God will send a man back, what's his name? John, Jennifer, what's his name?
Michael.
MNOPQRST. If Michael will come back, you just gotta be nice. What was your previous husband's name?
Aaron.
Well, not everybody gonna be a Larry. Not everybody gonna be a dog. And not everybody gonna be a woman cat. Because you weren't nice yourself. So guess what? Everybody made mistakes. I made so many mistakes. I'm gonna tell you right now, we just had to repent and move on and keep on going.
Yes,
We
ma'am.
can't live a life like we did. We gotta get up and we gotta stand up and we gotta shake up.
Amen.
You got potentials.
Amen.
You like to draw, you like to sew, you like art?
No, ma'am.
What do you like to do? What do you
I
like to
haven't.
do with your hands?
I really ain't did nothing.
You really ain't did nothing
I
with your
mean,
hands?
I work. I'm
I
sorry.
mean, I really, because I see your hand can do something, so don't tell me you really ain't did nothing. You got to go back and you got to start doing what your hand's supposed to do because that is where your gifting is lying.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to get back. You got to do get your papers and your pencils, and you just got to get back and you just got to get with God.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the Holy Spirit give you. You like drawing?
I haven't.
Huh?
I haven't. I used to.
When I look, I see art,
Yes, ma'am.
like an artist. So you got to get back into your artist mode. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight in that mode.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to take your pencil and your paper, and you got to be the artist that you were called to be. Ask him if the artist that he's supposed to be, if it's supposed to be a spiritual artist, that when somebody call you after you get delivered, how they could talk to you and you could write down and you could draw what they're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Because in that portrait is this portrait of deliverance. That is what God called you to do. You just gotta do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't do it for you because I don't know how to do nothing like that unless the Holy Spirit tell me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here to tell you tonight, God is real. Santa will tell you this. Hey, hi, hey, Bricka. Oh, yeah? From Angel from assignment? So, where are you? I can't see you. How are you? You are really? Praise God. All right, so type and tell me where you at. Glory to God, favorable Sunday. Oh, tell me where you are, my love. How are you? God bless you. 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 I remember one time, a ministry that I was working on, world evangelism, I was working in the, and we were living in Springfield, Enfield, sorry, in Enfield. And I think somebody need to hear this. Rika, I think you need to hear this. I think you need to hear this. And my three kids and I have this car and we went. I didn't even have any money. But Morris was coming into town and that person that I work with coming into town, my spiritual dad. So we drove to Boston. And I thought I was going to be able to park on the road. And they said, I can't park on the road. So I said, Lord God, I have to go to this meeting and I am not going to be towed. So I parked my car in a parking lot. And I have a friend here. And I said, what we were going to do, I was going to ask the friend to at least to lend me some money to get out of the parking lot. And I went over to the counter to ask the guy if I could send him money. I could, like send the money to him to pay for my parking. And he said no. And I stood here and I'm like, oh my God, where is this person that I'm going to ask the money, ask to give me that, lend me that money? And let me tell you something. It was $10. Listen to this. And while I'm standing there, my son walked over with the $10. He was in the crowd. A person tapped him on his shoulder, gave him the $10, and when he turned around, there were nobody behind him. Simon could testify. If Trisha was on the phone, if my, she could testify to that. If Kenny or Sonny is on the phone, or Trisha, they will be able to testify to that. And Kenny brought me the $10, gave it to me in the hand. And before I gave the $10 to the person in front of me, he's over the town, but he want to go to McDonald's. That's his $10. And I'm like, oh my God, Kenny, this is money to pay for the thing here. No, that's my $10. And while he's there talking, the Spirit of God said to me, he's over there complaining about the $10. And I gave it to you guys for the parking. And I turned to him and I said, Kenny, the father gave me this for the parking. So we paid the parking and we walked down. When we went downstairs, I'm waiting on my car and my car would not come. I'm talking about the supernatural. Whatever you're going through tonight, the father is a God of the supernatural. Listen to me. An angel gave my son the $10. We went downstairs waiting for my car to come, and my car couldn't come. I went to the window and I said to the guy, I gave him my car description, and he said, your car have a problem. They can't get it out of the parking lot. I'm like, what you mean? I went downstairs, and the guy said, my car can't start, and I the Spirit of God raised up inside of me, and I said, in the name of Jesus, start. And the car start. My three kids and I jumped in the car and we drove out. I'm not messing up, I'm not playing up, I'm telling you. We drove to the park on the highway. We went to the toll car. Remember, I don't have no money. I stand at the toll and I'm telling the guy, look, I'm gonna have to send you the toll. The car won't start. I'm like, oh my God. I said, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So the car started again. And the man at the toll sent a cop to come and help me to drive on the highway to make sure I don't broke down with my three kids. While I'm driving on the highway, taking my time and praying, the policeman come next to me and said, do you know how to drive? And I said, I put my foot on the gas and I said, yes, I know how to drive in the name of Jesus. And I took off from left that cop. I'm gonna tell you right now, the Spirit of God is upon me and He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I drove my car from Boston to Enfield, parked my car in the back of the yard, turned the keys on again, and the car would not start. The car took me from Boston to bring me home, and it could not start in my yard. Let me tell you, I don't care what you're going through. The God of the supernatural know how to come in and to work in natural situation. The God of the supernatural is more than enough. I pray for Jamaica right now. I pray for the situation down there right now. I pray for every financial situation to come in Jamaica right now. I pray and I cover the blood of Jesus over the house right now, the place. I bind every confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members coming together in harmony right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we declare peace. We declare righteousness. We declare joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. Amakosi. Yendele. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise and we worship Almighty God that in that area, Lord God, that there won't be no confusion in that area, that the army of God will surround that house in Jesus' mighty name, the blood of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are talking, we are talking about the supernatural fire of the Holy Ghost. You don't believe in angel? Well, we believe. Sonia believe in angel. Kenny believe in angel. Trisha believe in angel because we were in it. $10. Just touch him on the shoulder and gave him that $10. Let nobody tell you that there's not a God. Let nobody tell you that there's not healing in the name of Jesus. Let nobody tell you that there be not people of the supernatural. I know I am. I know you are. I know when I see greatness, I see greatness because I see fire. I see finances, money like nothing. And I'm going to hold on to mine. I'm going to hold on to Matthew 11, verse 12. I'm going to hold on to Deuteronomy 1, 16. No, Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. Yeah, I think it's Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. Let me make sure because I'm just calling off scriptures because I don't like to call off scriptures. I'm not. Deuteronomy, yeah. Oh, yeah. 1,000 times. Oh, yeah. 1,000 times. I'm going to hold on to that Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. Oh yeah. And Deuteronomy 8:18. Oh yeah. Oh yes. I am going to hold on to these things. I'm gonna hold on to the more than enough. I'm gonna hold on to healing. I'm gonna hold on to deliverance. I am gonna hold on to the fire of the Holy Spirit that when it comes in, it's gonna come in and it's gonna change my situation. It's gonna change every single situation. I am gonna hold on to the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm gonna hold on that no demonic spirit will be able to come and raise havoc in my house, in my family house, or in the ministry that He gave me to run. I am gonna stand and believe God. No weapons that form against me, no weapons that form against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. Deuteronomy. 54. Isaiah 54, verse 17. Mice that must kill it, blah, 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 blah. No weapon that form against me shall prosper. Heavenly Father, I thank you for there's no weapon that form against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, I thank you that there's no weapon that form against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, I thank you that there's no weapon that form against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, I thank you that every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you that every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you that every fire redarts of the enemy will go back. Will go back to the pit of hell where it comes from. The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah will come now. Will come now. The Lion of Judah will come now. I see this person here. The person have my name. One of my pet name from Jamaica, Joyce. One of my pet name from Jamaica. I was gonna say I used to be my favorite name, but that was my street name. But I'm gonna tell you, Joyce, rejoice. Rejoice. There just come a time when we just have to rejoice. There just come a time when we just have to give God thanks. Thank you, Marion. They just come a time when, no matter what the odds is, you just have to be a time of rejoice. Just have to be a time that we repent. You just have to be a time that we say, Father God, no matter what, we're going to serve you. I am going to serve you. One Joyce to the next Joyce, we're going to serve you, Lord God. It doesn't matter how the enemy might bring stuff. We are going to serve you, Lord. We're going to shake off everything, shake it off and let it fall in the fire. But we are going to serve you. As I close my and as I bow my head, we have repented from all our sins. We have asked for forgiveness from all unrighteousness. We thank you, precious Holy Father. Let the chariot comes. Let the wheels come down. And let the dart of the Holy Spirit, the dart, that means when the Holy Spirit comes. Whatever that needs to be changed, the dart, it's like the dart is going to come in and it's going to do a shake up. And when everything gets shaken up, he's going to release the coolness of day. That's what he's going to do. It's going to like you go in and take a bath, and it's going to be refreshing time. The dart is going to shape the wheel of your chariot. The enemy wants your wheel to flow and to go into chaos, but that dart, the DART, is going to stop it. And it's going to come to a standstill, saith the Lord. My. My. I see the angels of God descending. I see the angels of God descending. I see the angel of God. Oh, look at my son. Hey. EXEVIAL. Hey, baby. How are you? I see the angels of God descending. And I see the fire of God coming down and coming forward and changing every single situation. If you are believing God tonight for a change in your life, receive it. Just put your hand up and receive it in Jesus' name. Receive that fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive it now in Jesus. Let it come out of your belly. Let it come in to change every single situation in your life. The Spirit of God comes now. The Spirit of the Holy Father comes now. There it goes. There it goes. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Oh, precious Holy Father. Father, we thank you this day. We break and we bind. I am going to raid tonight. I'm going to pray for healing tonight. I'm going to pray for healing of the mind. I'm going to pray for healing of the mind. I'm going to pray for healing of the mind. I'm going to pray on fear. I'm going to pray on fear. God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but He is giving you a spirit of power. What is power? Just like we said in the beginning, the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it by force, by force. And when we look at the word violent earlier, it has something to do with power, force. Let me go back in. Hola, mashikishu mama. Lama kostele baba baba baba. Forceful, brutal, savage, powerful, wild. Have you ever been wild? Have you ever, somebody say you are wild? That's it tonight. Let us get wild in the Holy Ghost. Father, we gather, Bosha. Father, we thank you that we worry about nothing. We cast all our fear upon you, Lord God, because you care it for us. Masti, buluma mama lomu mama, remingo shabara makundele baba. Fear is not of you, Lord God. So we cast it upon you. We break and we bind the spirit of fear, and we come against every foul demonic spirit that brings forth fear. Fear of the unknown and fear of the known. You can't walk at night because you're fearful. We break and we bind it now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that comes and bring worry, you worry about everything. We cast all our fear upon you, Lord Jesus. Optimistic. I mean, Lord Jesus, we break and we bind that. We break and we bind that. Don't worry about it. Give it over to Jesus. Cast it upon the feet of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God take it that He already did. He nailed it to the cross. And He gave you the keys to His kingdom. Matthew 16, verse 19. What do you need tonight? Whatever you need tonight. Whatever you need, touch the hem of his garment and you will be whole. Bind up depression. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Arthritis in the mighty name of Jesus. Break and we bind it in every generational curse of incest. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out tonight. Hallelujah. Don't you know fate? Fate is a fact, but is also an act. I urge you tonight, if you weren't on for seven, go back in. Go back in. Hey, baby, don't cry, sweetheart. Go back in. When my husband put up, go back in. Go maybe Tuesday, because tomorrow I have a meeting, an appointment. He might not be able to put up early. Go back in. Go back in and listen to the entire Zoom call from seven. There is snakes that you have to drive out of your house. We had given instructions earlier about putting the oil on the countertop. And as I had said, maybe at the ending, and we don't know what the father was going to do and how he was going to do it, but there are people that comes on later from that instruction. No, you now will have to listen. There is witchcraft in the home. So you have to go and you have to anoint yourself with oil. Do you hear that, my son? This is what you call generational curse. So you have to go in under the Smith bloodline. And you got to break and you have to bind from your mommy to your daddy. You got to break those spirits, whatever that comes up in the spirit. Any kind of loss, any kind of demon, any kind of sexual spirit, anything that comes up. Because that's what I'm seeing, comes up all the way down. You're going to have to go in and you're going to have to break it in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to have to go in and you're going to have to plead the blood of Jesus over yourself and over your family, over your generation. Because what the enemy is trying to do is trying to take you out. So what he does, he brings all type of sickness and disease upon your life to make you feel discouraged, especially in the mind setting. So tonight I break it in the spirit. But you're gonna have to get scriptures for yourself. Take out scripture about powerful scripture. Start reading in Matthew where Jesus show up and demons start running. You got to read scriptures on the demonic. You just have to. When you start hearing voices, you just have to plead the blood of Jesus over your sense, over your senses, over your mind, over your eyes, over your mouth, over your belly. Wherever it is infiltrating that fear, you have to come in on your job. If you go on your job and the enemy is trying to take your job, you're going to have to go in and say no and break the spirit of poverty off of your life. You are here tonight for a reason. God had you on here for an appointed time as this. All demonic sources and force must be broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft from generation to generation must be void in the name of Jesus. Woman type like spirit gotta be broken. Every witchcraft gotta be broken. I don't know why God used me like this. But maybe that's why he called me to be able to be in the ministry of deliverance. Joyce, put your face up there. I may be able to see your eyes for a minute, Joyce. Okay. So you get depressed sometimes, huh? So I break the spirit of depression. I want you to take your right hand. Whoever know how to pray in the spirit, anyone in here that can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Joyce, I want you to take your hand and do it like this. No, I want look at me. I want you to go like this. I want you to put it right, put it on top of your nose, right? This. And that's pressure, okay? That's the pressure of those spirits that want to come in and want to attack your mind. So there it goes. It's coming off right now. I want you to lift your hand. And once you lift your hand off your head, it's gone in Jesus' name. Just like that. And I want you to give him praise. I want you to give him praise. I want you to say thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. Put your hand over your belly, honey. Put your hand over your belly, Joyce, and say thank you, Jesus. Don't that feel good? Don't that feel, yeah. That's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, yes. That's yes, and that's the fire of the Holy Spirit, yes. That's what he's doing, yes. It is changing your body. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. I want you to put your hand upon my hand right now, and you're going to feel the fire of God going through your body now. There it is. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you this night. Father, we praise you this night. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, I thank you guys for being on the call. I love every single person on the call. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, my baby, my son. I see my darling son.
God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you too, my baby. I love you guys so much.